All right, let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
I think I got her here. Hey, is this Rachel?
Hey, Ben and Kelly, it is.
Hey there. Thanks a lot for allowing us to give you a call. Tell us what's going on.
Well, first of all, I just have to say I love your show so much. I've been a faithful listener for years.
Aw, you're the one.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you do.
Yeah.
So I'm a 42-year-old mom of two.
Uh-huh.
I'm newly divorced, mm-hmm. and I just kind of need to get something off my chest and maybe get a thought from the guys listening.
Okay.
So I went to the gym the other morning,
mm-hmm.
and my hair was washed. I had cute leggings, actually like feeling kind of proud, you know, like that I even made it there and feeling, you know, decently cute.
Yeah.
And
that's important.
Yes.
Not one guy said hello, like not even a polite, like nod or morning, like not an acknowledgement of my existence. And like, look, I'm not saying anyone needs to hit on me or like ask me for my number, but like, would it kill you to just acknowledge that we exist?
Oh,
because, you know, like some of us women in our 40s, especially those of us juggling kids and jobs and aging parents and, you know, whatever, you know, this might be literally the only social interaction we get outside of work or family chaos. So like, guys, if you see a woman around your age or older working out, like you totally don't have to flirt, like just smile, say hi, be friendly. Like, trust me, it will not break your workout. Is this too much to ask? Like, are guys just too scared to even say hello anymore? Like, I'm really curious what other people think.
I get that. I understand. I feel what you're feeling.
What's the line of it turning creepy?
No, I think you know how to just kind of be like, just nod and say hi.
Hi. Care for a spot?
Yeah, No, see, we're not asking for that.
Just
a little like, you know, smile and nod. Just be friendly. I think you would just in general for any strangers. I feel like a lot of that has kind of gone by the wayside a little bit.
And I see guys do it with each other all the time. Like they'll just be walking down the hall and just sort of like do
like
that
gym
little
bros.
Bro nod.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And it's just like a, I see you, you're there.
Yeah.
What up? You know, and it's like no one's head even turned. Like they could just like walk straight through me.
Okay, so I kind of had something like this, too. Like, I had
You don't this... work out?
No, I don't. No, it was, I'm not talking like I'm okay. at the gym. I was just,
All
like,
right.
in public.
Right.
I was feeling like I looked cute. I had this oversized pumpkin snuggie thing that I thought was really cute in these leggings, and I thought, sure, someone's going to mention how amazing my snuggie is, and nobody did.
Oh.
I was upset about that.
So you felt
I thought,
some
like,
sort of way.
I was wearing an outfit that people were going to say, that is so cute. Where'd you get it? Or something like that. Like, even from women, nothing. Nobody mentioned my snuggie.
So
I was upset.
So, Rachel, you're just wanting, like, you're in a social situation. You just want someone to at least acknowledge and not be so zoned in.
Right.
That they don't say, hey, how you doing? Or give you a little smile as you're walking
just
by.
Just basic interaction.
Like that.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying that, like, I want someone, like, turning on their camera and being like, hey, lady, I see you.
hey, can I help you with those
lady.
Squats?
Hey, right. Do you need a workout, buddy?
Yeah, but just, like, you know, acknowledging that we're a human being there, you know, it's, yeah.
Well, I mean, this is a good reminder. It's a good reminder. Yeah.
Just notice people. Just say hi. Don't be afraid to make eye contact when you're passing someone and say hi.
Okay.
How's your day going?
All right. Rachel, I think your hair looks shiny and bouncy.
You look amazing.
Yeah, you're fantastic.
Thank you.
You're doing
Thank
a lot
great
of
Great outfit choice.
That's right.
I just need you guys to be my social interaction
See,
every day.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll be your hype squad. It'll be all right.
Thank you.
Rachel, thanks for allowing us to chat. With you.
Oh, thanks for having me, and thanks for everything you do. You're great.
Oh, we did get a text from a listener. A smile and nod can lead to a grab and tickle, as Ben would say.
Oh, that is, come on. Listen, we're not talking about needing grabs and tickles at
no,
the
we're
gym.
Not.
Just
we're
acknowledge
not.
And just
I,
say,
I will
hey,
say, I will
nice
say,
to meet you.
There is that awkward moment when you're getting ready to pass by someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I, it's been a while since I've set foot in a gym.
Right.
Like a workout gym, but I run outside quite a bit. And there will be a moment when I'm passing either someone who's walking.
Sure.
Or another jogger.
Right.
And there is a certain zone where you look up and you make eye contact and see if they're going to make eye contact too.
And then you have to decide, then, am I starting the hi? Am I acknowledging? Are we just walking by and ignoring each other? What are we doing?
If they go through that zone and don't look up, then you know, okay, I'm just continuing
we're
on.
We're just walking by.
And I'm not waving or making any sort of head nod or notion like that. But if they're in that zone of passing,
there's a window of opportunity.
Yes, there is a window. If you do it too soon, then you guys are stuck staring at each other.
And I've already said hi. What do I do?
But there is a specific zone where you have to wait until you're almost past to like take a look. And if they see it too, then you just give like the little nod.
Well, Lexi from LA says, and this is why I go out of my way to compliment and say hi to people.
Oh, that's nice.
See, for me, there were too many awkward moments, so I just went ahead and said hi. Or good morning, or good afternoon, or have a great night, and bye-bye.
Okay. Lisa, the love consultant, says she and I must go to different gyms. The guys in my gym talk about getting swole. Then hopping mom's minivan to head to her basement. All right. Hey, I don't know if you've got a story or a comment. 502-795-1997. We'll take some more of those coming up. So group therapy, Rachel, we got off the phone with her. She is just wondering what the deal is. She feels like she's on an island in the gym. No one says hi. She made a point to look good. Still nothing.
Yeah, it's like she was feeling herself. She made an effort, and mm-hmm. she thought, okay, well, at least maybe someone will say hi.
Someone will smile and nod.
And she just felt invisible.
Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show all the time. Not a real doctor, but you're calling to find out what gym she actually works out at, right?
That's a negative, Ghost Rider.
All right. I was thinking you were rolling in here going, hey, here's some advice. But then also, out of curiosity, where does she work out?
Listen, guys, I work out a lot. Been working out for a long time. Love going to the gym. Social media has crushed that. Men are not going to look at women, say hello. Uh-huh. When I go, I put my earbuds in. It's an hour and a half of my own business. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be talked to. Because there's so much social media out there where men will say hello and women just freak out about it. And it comes across as creepy, and that's why. But in the past, years ago, that was a lot of why men went to the gym, was to look up women and whatever. But I feel for her. I get it. You know, I will say hello every now and then if I feel that it's the right moment, like you're talking about, Ben. But for the most part, she shouldn't feel bad about that. Men are just not going to say that to women for fear of just being crushed. And
to the bar like normal people. But, sorry.
There is no normalcy now, Ben.
All right.
Understood.
All right. Andrew, the love doctor. Thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving.
Yep.
This is a really good question. Sandy asked, did she say hi to anyone?
Yeah, I don't know. Chrissy says, men never speak to me no matter where I am, no matter what I'm looking like. I will agree. It's annoying. Don't worry. It's not you. I haven't been hit on publicly in probably 15 years.
Well, listen, I don't think she's asking to
no,
be hit
No, I don't think
on.
She wants to be
she
hit on.
She just wants to be acknowledged.
Yeah.
Now, Trina is rolling in saying, yikes! Screams pygmy and narcissistic. Not everyone has to say hi to you. You uh-huh. may think you look cute, and good for you, sis. Mm. Yes, look, love that for you. However, it doesn't mean everyone does. Also, not everyone likes to say hi to every Tom and Tina they saved and making small talk. Some people just enjoy the quiet with their headphones at the gym. Get over yourself.
Who hurt you, Trina?
Trina just needs a hug.
Who hurt you? Danielle says, I blame it on AirPods and headphones.
Oh, sure.
Everybody in their own world in the gym now. I work at the gym. Yeah. I mean, I see that too. You know, where, and funny thing, and I know Rachel was not looking to get a date.
No.
But
she's probably open to it.
Both my daughters found their boyfriends at the gym.
Okay.
So, you know, like-minded people. Type of thing. I don't know.
Now, Aaron says to each their own. Mm-hmm. We never know how or what's going on at home. Perhaps she's all alone, has stress. I can see your point. A simple hello can change a person's entire day.
That's right.
Now, Erica's like, if I'm out anywhere at all, anytime, please don't ever say hi to me. Okay.
I don't want to be spoken to.
All right.
All right. We'll wrap it up. I mean, listen,
Nicole is also saying, if you see me at the gym, pretend I'm a ghost, because I don't want slash need no attention. Let me struggle with my leg press in peace, please and thanks. Okay, bye.
Justin says, I'm heading to the gym right now. I'm going to say hi to every girl there. We'll report back. All right, thank you, Justin, for taking one for the team.
That is awesome. Amber, guys, if you see me at the gym, don't look at me. Think about me. Breathe near me. Share the air with me. Nothing. I'm married. My husband has already annoyed me. You don't want to feel the wrath he's already brought out in me. Trust me, you'll thank me. All right. So there's a little group of people saying, don't acknowledge me.
Don't acknowledge me ever.
Rachel and some others would like to be acknowledged.
All right. So I don't know. I don't know where we're landing on this. But,
I don't know.
You know,
because people are either drastically on either side.
Like I said, it's taking the blinders off and just observing what's around you. And if you're in
try to read the cues.
If you're in that zone when you're passing by someone and they glance up, then you can do a quick little smile and nod.
Yes, the smile, I think, is a good barometer.
Yeah.
If you look and you see like a hint of a smile from someone, that's maybe a little open door to say hi.
All right.
It's just an innocent little hi.
We're just trying to get you out of your shell. That's all we're trying to do.
But the list of people not to say hi to, Erica, Nicole, and Amber.
All right. So if you see them at the gym, avoid.
Ignore them.
All right. Thank you, Rachel, for allowing us to chat with you.